Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Get approved. Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, Hot 96.9, number one for throwbacks and the best new hip-hop and R&B. I bet you've never messed up at your job like this. Think about, like, the biggest mess up you did at your job. Like, you really messed something up. Hell, you could be an IT person and you messed something up where, like, you know, email was down or something like that. I bet you it still wasn't this bad. Remember, it was on Tuesday this week when... all of a sudden, I remember Pebbles, it was you specifically who was like, I cannot get onto any website.
Right.
I
kept checking different ones and they were...
Yeah. A ton of major websites were down, like Amazon, New York Times, Reddit, Twitch, like a bunch of news sites were down Tuesday morning. And they realized it was this company called Fastly, F-A-S-T-L-Y. That kind of provides things for these. Listen, I'm not a technology guy. They provide like for these websites.
Service?
Yeah, they provide like internet service for these. Anyway, that whole giant outage was caused by one person. A customer who...
Wow.
Who changed their configuration settings at some point. Melissa, I don't know. All they said, they tracked it to one person changing some configuration settings or something.
And it affected how many people?
Millions.
Nationwide.
Shut down the company's global system. Yeah,
millions.
Wow.
Because one person said, I'm going to opt out of notifications.
Right. Unsubscribe.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't want my location to be... Only location when I'm using the app. Could you imagine?
Oh, damn. Might have been me.
Millions because of what? I don't know why, because, like, I guess that makes sense in a way, but it's still scary to think that, like, me, you,
listen,
Pels, yeah, you know, could do something and completely ruin.
We are all living on the edge because...
Yo, we are.
And we put way too much trust into technology. Like... it's getting bad. Like, something's always happening. Things are always going wrong. But we still continue to, you know, put our credit cards in there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
All of our information. And
please, our company makes
ID.
Us take these, like, trainings on what not to do when it comes to our internet.
Yeah.
By the way, we have a new one. You have to take this
I
one.
Know. You got to tell
oh,
me
I
the answer.
I haven't taken the last one.
Yeah, that's
Melissa,
great.
Melissa always gives me the answers. But the best part is, so were you going to say how, like, we always get it wrong?
I mean, the answers are tricky. I got one wrong. I usually get them right. I got one wrong in the last one. But no, I just think it's funny how, like, there's always one person who, no matter how much training, how many times you say, don't click on those links,
yeah,
they'll do it, and it just shuts everything down.
Well, for the
viruses,
most part, stuff
hacking.
For the most part, stuff looks easy to figure out. Kind of go like, oh, this is obviously, like, a virus, or this is not a thing, but I guess not everyone.
They're more clever now, though.
Yeah, not everyone, you know, they're starting to, like, send, you're starting to get texts from things that look, like, super legit.
I got one from the U.S. Postal Service the other day saying, your package has been delivered. Click here to do an e-signature. I didn't fall for it. But I'm just saying, they're getting more and more clever.
But I could see why you would fall, because if you are expecting a package, it's just timing. Timing and, you know, intelligence level.
Please, unless it shows up at my door, I delete. I'm like, delete, delete, delete. I don't answer my phone. If I don't have to, I'm not trying to, like, put my credit card anywhere.
Oh, my God,
it's just, why do I trust them?
My mother is so old school with that. Like, she doesn't have an Amazon account because she doesn't trust it. I'm like, Mom.
My mother does.
It's Amazon. Come on. So, like, whenever she goes to order something, I have to order it for her.
Same.
Through my account.
Funny. Yep.
Where I have her credit card on my account. So I'm like, yo, guess what?
You're just asking to be hacked. Oh, like,
your
point.
Stuff is out Jesus. There. She does it. She's like, I want to order this, but I want to go to the store and get it. And I'm like, what's a store, woman? I'm like, I can have that for you. If I hit now in the next 45 minutes, it's going to be at your front door today. It'll be at your front door today. It's mom. It's getting to the point where we're going to get packages before we even know we want them. We're going to get something yesterday that we're going to be like, oh, damn, I actually wanted that. Thank you for sending it to me yesterday.
Living just, on the edge.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes, you know.
We're all about to fall off.
Risk reward, Pebbles. I'm willing to take the risk.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.